In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostri, amen. Sede sapientiae. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Now, as we were saying, sisters, our plan for the afternoons is to cover the sacrament of the Eucharist. And here, what I should do is return these are the answers you gave me and my comments. And here is also, sisters, Frangela made a printout
from the short edition that it forgot to correct us.
No.
Okay.
It's page 1, page 2. Here's what otherwise. The way we distribute these are the two pages of the definitions of the Council of Trent. And this, where do we save this? For tomorrow, there's a four-page article that I wrote on Confession of Sins, a Divine Institution. Suppose we distribute these tomorrow, sisters, and then we go over these together. So let's leave these here now. Now, sisters, one of my hopes, I want to share this with Sister Frederick, one of my hopes is that the missionaries of charity will become what the Holy See wants, apostles of the Eucharist, to promote faith in and devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. If I will show you, this is the newsletter that the Holy See encouraged me to start for just bishops. Now, we had to discontinue the newsletter because of so many other duties that I had. For example, this was in 1990, the 25th anniversary of Mysterium Fidei. This is the kind of newsletter that the bishops, and I would say in about 15 countries received, and I cannot tell you this, not being just pious, not just, you might say, a casual remark. Whatever you missionaries of charity can do to promote, I repeat, faith in and devotion to the Holy Eucharist, it'll be the most wonderful kind of evangelization catechesis you can do, because as we are by now are learning, everything depends on our faith in the Holy Eucharist. And one of my hopes is, of course, Sister Nirmala, Sister Frederick, and your council would always have to approve. But the Holy See would want this, so bishops in different countries to promote not just Eucharistic adoration, but Eucharistic education, understand the faith. Here, starting in the United States, we have a number of bishops who want to cooperate. In any case, at stake is nothing less than the Catholic faith in many parts of the world. I thought I'd show you a copy of those newsletters. So what I thought I would do now, sisters, I have my notes, which we can pick up in our next class this afternoon, on Mysterium Fidei. What I'd like to do now is to share with you the Eucharist as communion sacrament. The Eucharist as communion sacrament. Remember, we've been talking at length about the Eucharist as sacrifice sacrament. And we will speak as much time as we have on the Eucharist as present sacrament. I received even that brochure on the history of Eucharistic adoration. But now, and I think I should sit down for this. As we know, the Holy Eucharist is a sacrament three times over. Regarding the Eucharist as communion sacrament, for most Catholics, there is no problem, because for most Catholics, when you talk about the sacrament of the Eucharist, they mean Holy Communion. And we know, for example, that already in the year 90 A.D., there is a document called Didache, D-I-D-A-C-H-E. It is sometimes called the Teaching of the 12 Apostles, in which it is said that the faithful received Holy Communion, and as I think I've said, for the first 300 years, Catholics who were free would go to Mass and Communion every day. And the reason was because that was the age of martyrs. And sisters, if that was an age of martyrs, ours is the age of martyrs. In the Sudan alone, only in the Sudan, in the 1950s, 2 million Catholics were starved to death by the Muslims because they refused, to become Muslims.